This is the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. It's Wednesday morning, August 19th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
LaudaMed AI nears completion of mobile healthcare app to support on-the-go access to digital healthcare services. LaudaMed AI Corp. announced the near completion of its mobile healthcare app, set to provide on-the-go access to digital healthcare services. The app is in its final testing stage, with plans for availability on the Apple App Store and Google Play in the coming weeks. This marks a significant step towards broadening user access to LaudaMed AI's digital healthcare ecosystem, supporting a more connected healthcare experience in Latin America.
Thunder Compute raised $13 million Series A round to put idle GPUs back to work. Thunder Compute secures $13 million in Series A funding led by Matrix Partners, with support from Y Combinator and CES Investments. The company's GPU virtualization software aims to utilize idle GPUs, addressing the $200 billion of wasted compute. Thunder Compute plans to scale operations to virtualize GPUs for increased data center efficiency, targeting an average GPU utilization of 5%.
Wareheb founder James Holbrook featured on Crata's Inside Cray podcast. Founder and executive chairman James Holbrook of Wareheb is the featured guest on Season 4, Episode 14 of the Commercial Real Estate Development Association's Inside Cray podcast. The discussion highlights hidden friction in industrial leasing, the need for flexible warehouse space, and the impact of AI and data on decision-making. Wareheb's platform streamlines property data, leasing workflows, and participant coordination for faster, more efficient occupancy.
Michael Burry has made another top call as NVIDIA announces a bold move to use chips as collateral. The latest episode of DHN Plud discusses the ongoing market volatility, with investors uncertain about the sustainability of all-time highs. From Burry's warnings to NVIDIA's financing strategy, the hosts delve into a range of market-moving stories, offering their signature blend of skepticism and humor. Bridge Interact completes SOC2 Type 2 examination. Bridge Interact, a healthcare technology company, has completed a SOC 2 Type 2 examination. The independent examination focused on controls tested over time, measuring security, availability, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. CEO John Deutsch emphasized the importance of maintaining high standards to protect sensitive information. With a unified patient intake platform and rigorous security measures, Bridge Interact prioritizes data protection for its growing customer base.
New educational platform Cognara launches science-based cognitive blueprints for parents of children ages 0-6. A new educational platform, Cognara, has launched science-based cognitive blueprints for parents of children ages 0-6. Developed by a professional educator, the program translates developmental neuroscience into practical daily missions. Focusing on the first 2,000 days of life, Cognara aims to build foundational intelligence in children by emphasizing neural architecture over rote memorization.
Renscare Online Water Quality Monitoring System enables automated water treatment.com Shandong Renkey Control Technology Co.Limit launches an online water quality monitoring system for industrial cooling towers. The platform connects sensor data to automated dosing and blowdown operations, targeting facilities aiming to reduce manual sampling and maintain control over water quality. Continuous monitoring of key parameters like conductivity, pH, and chlorine levels allows for immediate treatment actions, supporting compliance with water management frameworks and discharge regulations. EO Dr. Alice Su, the world represented by General John Yusha. Dr. Alice Su, Chief Investment Officer, releases a musical catalog under the artist name Alice Su, focusing on the world represented by General John Yusha. The music connects military history, technology, finance, and family legacy, bridging the 20th and 21st centuries. With 86 songs across 11 albums, the catalog explores themes of military heritage, strategic technology, artificial intelligence, computing, and cultural inheritance.
InfoSearch BPO gears up for the 2026-27 sports season with expanded sports annotation services. InfoSearch BPO is gearing up for the 2026-27 sports season with expanded sports annotation services. With a team of over 230 professional sports data annotators, the company is ready to meet the increasing demand for high-quality sports data annotation across various sports. This expertise will fuel next-generation sports analytics applications, enabling AI to analyze player movements, formations, and performance metrics with precision.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.